They rode up the gate. He come out and said, "Where's your daddy?" He told him, "I don't know where he was," anything like that. But they had him. But they were getting evidence that he was the right man. And we said, "Well, we've come out to that cowhide that's under your daddy's bed." Says, "We want it." "Now, I'm right about it." He said, "Well, you never lie to me." He said, "I know that you know what I said." And my daddy or my uncle one time said, "We got to have it. We're going to have it." And he said, "Now, you just will go in and get it and bring it to her." So the boy, the kid, went and brought the car out. So that was the evidence they wanted, that they were sure of the man. And he lived right down here pretty close to where he was hung at. He was hung right in the middle of the road down there, that long pond, hung right in the middle of the road. And there he stayed for about a day and a half. Everybody that come along could see what stealing would do. And that was Ku Klux.
Has there ever been any trouble with white people? Have white men here ever raped women?
No, not.
Or stolen?
In other words, I'll tell you about this rape business now. I'll tell you what I believe it is. The women are too free. And if they get pregnant, why, they're on us, but...
You think they just say?
Huh?
You think they just say that?
Yeah, just if they got it's a man that they think the world and all over, something like that, they might marry. Live with him 2 or 3 years and find out they have done wrong and just go on off and leave.
Is there a Ku Klux Klan here now?
No.
There's none of it?
None of it enforced at all. There's plenty of members, but it's all done to up the law toward them. You can't have no Ku Klux now.
Are people around here still would be members if?
Yeah.
If they. Was there much trouble when they had civil rights passed and integration? They didn't have any trouble with that?
No. But went over just like they wanted to.
Are the schools around here integrated now?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares about it?
No. The niggers don't like it and the whites don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they have a little trouble once in a while. I hear over at Williston in Levy County that they're having a lot of trouble, the niggers over there.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to run over the whites. All such as that one. It's all about quieted down and running pretty smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Marion County.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, "I'll be with you in
a few minutes. I'll be ready in a few minutes."
Or shorter than that, "I'll be with you in just
a minute."
Okay. And if you wanted to know how regularly or how frequently I went into town, you'd ask me how.
How often do you go to town?
Okay. And you say, "This part of my head is called my
crown."
Or this is
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
whiskers.
Or he'd be growing a
goatee, a beard.
And this is my
hair.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And
that's your mouth.